I invite you to turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. Let us hear the word of God. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. So far the reading of the word of God. May he bless it to our hearts. Dear friends, every person on earth has cares and concerns. We have cares and concerns about our work, about our children and grandchildren, about our city, our province, our nation, our world. And the older we get, it seems the more cares and concerns we have. And they never go away. They are there when we wake up in the morning, and they are still there when we go to bed at night. This is a consequence of living in a fallen world. The world as we see it around us is not what it used to be. The world used to be a perfect place. There was no sin in the world. Man lived in harmony with God, with nature, and with each other, without care and without concern. But with the fall into sin, that has come to an end. Instead of harmony, there is enmity. Instead of love, there is hate. Instead of holiness, there is wickedness. And instead of peace and tranquility, there is upheaval. And the Apostle Peter recognized this as well. We read together from 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter was written by the Apostle Peter to recent Gentile converts who were scattered throughout Asia Minor and who were being persecuted for their faith. The purpose of this letter was to encourage them to persevere in spite of the great suffering that they were made to endure. Now, the words of our text today come immediately after Peter has exhorted the young people of the church to submit to their elders, and in fact for all the members of the church to submit to one another. We read of that in verse 5, and he gives a reason for this, because God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. If there's one thing that God hates, it is pride. And if there's one thing he loves, it is humility. And consequently, Peter exhorts his readers to be humble. And then, as if to drive his point home, he writes in verses 6 and 7, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." The apostle here, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, moves from exhorting his readers to humble themselves before each other to humble themselves before God. And he promises that those who do so will be exalted in due time. And then, as an expression of this humility, He goes on to encourage them to cast all their cares upon him, for he cares for them. With this in mind, at the help of the Lord, let's reflect on these verses under the theme Believers and Their Cares. And we'll consider, first of all, the sobering acknowledgement, secondly, an effective solution, and thirdly, a comforting encouragement. Peter, in our text, exhorts his readers to cast all their care on the Lord. He writes, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." Now, the original Greek word here means anxiety or concern. So Peter here is encouraging his readers not to be overly anxious or full of care, but rather to cast their anxieties and their cares on the Lord. Now, needless to say, this message was very fitting and timely. And that's because, as I already mentioned, the original readers of this epistle were being persecuted for their faith. In fact, some commentators believe that Peter wrote this epistle while Nero was emperor of Rome. And as you may know from the history books, Nero hated Christians. He regarded them as enemies of the state and consequently persecuted them savagely. In Rome, he put Christians in the arena and watched them being torn to shreds by wild animals. He even held parties where he burned Christians at the stake as torches to light up his gardens. Tradition says that he had Peter crucified upside down. Now, the people to whom Peter addressed this epistle were experiencing these things as well. Peter makes reference to his readers being insulted, maligned, and slandered against and beaten for their faith, and this worried them. Would they suffer the same fate as their fellow believers in Rome? Well, they didn't know the answer to that question, but it certainly caused them a great deal of concern. Now, dear friends, like these early Christians, we too may have many cares and concerns, anxieties and worries. I mentioned some of them already. We worry about our children and our grandchildren, especially those who are not walking in the fear of the Lord. We're concerned about them. We know that unless they repent and believe on the Savior, they will perish. And so we speak to them, we pray for them, we plead with them, but nothing seems to change. And as a result, we are concerned, sometimes so concerned that we cannot sleep. Some of us worry about our health. We've been battling and are battling serious illnesses and diseases, and you've sought medical advice and treatment. You're taking various medications, and it's all taking a toll on you physically and emotionally, mentally, and even spiritually. You wonder, where is it all going to lead? Will it all help? And if so, what will be the long-term consequences? Some of us worry about the church, our own local church, but also the church as a whole. There's so much complacency in the church, false teaching, spiritual deadness. And at times we wonder whether the church will even survive into the next generation, let alone grow. We worry about our country. Our country was founded upon Christian principles. But more and more we see these Christian principles are slipping away and even openly attacked and ridiculed. Things that were once universally regarded as sinful are now openly celebrated and promoted. And anyone who raises a concern or protests is dismissed and maligned. Some of us worry about making ends meet. It's not easy to make ends meet today. Everything is so expensive. Houses are expensive. Groceries are expensive. And many of our salaries simply don't keep up with the rising cost of living. And we feel that rather than getting ahead, we're only getting further and further behind. And the bills pile up. And at times we wonder where the money will come from to pay for them all. Well, the believer has many such cares and concerns. Because we live in this world, and this is a fallen world. Cares and concerns are all part and parcel of living in a fallen world with fallen people. Before the fall, there were no cares and concerns. Life was characterized by happiness and bliss, and contentment and joy, but sadly that is no longer the case. Our lives are characterized by cares and concerns. Now, given that that is a fact, what should we do about this? What should we do with our cares and concerns? Well, that brings us to our second point. Peter knew that his readers had many cares, and he even acknowledges this in our text. But he does more than simply acknowledge it. Not only did he acknowledge it, he also advised his readers what to do about these cares and concerns. And what were they to do? Well, he advised them to cast all of their cares on the Lord. Casting all your care upon him. Now, it's possible that Peter here is alluding to Psalm 55, verse 22. There the psalmist writes, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved." Now, Peter here echoes exactly the same sentiment here in our text. He urges his readers to cast their care, their burden, on the Lord. Now, the Greek word for cast here means to throw something upon someone or something else with great energy. It can be translated as to hurl. It's used in Luke 19, verse 35, to describe the action of the people when they threw down their cloaks on the back of the donkey so that Jesus could ride on it more comfortably. Now this, Peter says, is what we are to do with our cares. We are not to part with them reluctantly or half-heartedly, nor are we to keep some of them back. We are literally to cast them, to throw them, to hurl them unto the Lord. And what is more, we are to do this continually. In the original Greek, the word casting is a present participle. That means it describes an ongoing action. The believer is one who must continually cast his cares upon the Lord. And not just some of his cares, but all of them. His big cares and his little cares. We are to cast them all upon the Lord. Peter says, casting all your care upon him. Now, how are we to do this? How are we to cast or to throw or to hurl our cares onto the Lord? Well, we are to do this in prayer. To be sure, prayer involves more than simply casting our cares on the Lord. There are four major elements to prayer. You can remember them by the acronym ACTS, A-C-T-S. The A stands for adoration. In this part of our prayer, we adore God for who he is and what he has done. The C stands for confession. In this part of our prayer, we confess our sins before the Lord, and we ask him to wash them away in the blood of Christ. The T stands for thanksgiving. In this part of our prayer, we thank the Lord for the many blessings he has bestowed upon us, both materially and spiritually. And the S stands for supplication. And at this part of our prayer, we lay before the Lord our various needs, both for the body as well as for the soul. And it's especially in this part of our prayer that we may and must cast all our cares on the Lord. Now, admittedly, this is not always easy to do. And the reason for that is because by nature we are proud and self-reliant. We have a tendency to think that we can solve every problem and fix whatever is broken. Perhaps that's more true of men than of women. The result is we keep all our cares to ourselves. And maybe some of us even think that God is too busy to be bothered with all of our cares and concerns. But Peter says no. Peter says we must cast all of our cares upon the Lord. Now, why does he insist on this? Why should the believer cast all of his cares upon the Lord? Well, let me give you several reasons. First of all, the believer should cast his care upon the Lord because worrying does no good. In Matthew 6, verse 25 and following, Jesus tells us explicitly not to worry. He says, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?" And then, as if to reinforce this, he points us to the birds of the air. He says, "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" And following this, he asks, "Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." And he concludes by asking this question, "Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" The question that Jesus asks is rhetorical, meaning a positive answer is expected. And the answer in this case is yes, of course he will feed us. Of course he will clothe us. Therefore, we should not worry. No amount of worry is going to put food in our stomachs or clothes on our back. Rather than worry, we should trust in God. Secondly, the believer should cast his care upon the Lord, because this is a mark of humility which God delights to see in his people. But notice that the words of our text are closely connected to the words in verse 6. In fact, in the original Greek, they are all part of the same sentence. The sentence reads, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." The first half of the sentence is a command, "Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God." The second half of the sentence instructs us how we are to do this. It is by casting all our cares upon him. So by casting all our cares upon him, we demonstrate our humility before God. And why is that? Well, because the more we cast our care upon the Lord, the more we show that we need God, which is precisely what God wants to see in his people. And that's because the more we need God, the greater he becomes. And the more we do not cast our care upon the Lord, the more we show that we do not need God, that we can do it all ourselves. And to be sure, this requires grace, because by nature we're not like this. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to strip us of all of our pride and all of our self-reliance and cause us to trust only in God and to cast all our cares upon him. Well, my friend, what about you today? Are you casting all your care upon the Lord? How timely these words are. Our society today is plagued by depression and anxiety. And this has also afflicted many in the church, even many young people. And why is that? Well, there's certainly a medical dimension to depression and anxiety. There's also a spiritual dimension. Part of the problem is that we do not give our cares and concerns over to the Lord. We hang on to them, and we bravely try to deal with them ourselves, only to discover that we can't. And the result is we become even more anxious and even more depressed. So what is the solution? Well, medication and therapy, counseling may and does help. But the ultimate solution to depression and anxiety is to be found here in our text. It is to cast our cares upon the Lord. The more we learn to cast our care upon the Lord, the less depressed and anxious we will be. Paul says as much in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. There he writes, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Paul here speaks of being careful for nothing. The word careful means full of care or anxious. So what Paul means is that we should not be anxious or we should not be full of care. Instead, what should we do? What is the antidote to our cares and anxieties? Paul tells us it is prayer. Rather than be anxious and full of care, Paul says, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In other words, we should do exactly what Peter exhorts us to do in our text. We should cast all of our cares upon the Lord. And when we do that, what happens? Well, Paul tells us, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When we cast all of our cares and all of our anxieties on the Lord, then the Lord will give us a sense of his peace. Paul calls it the peace of God, meaning the peace that comes from God. And what is more, he says that peace will guard our hearts and minds like soldiers guard the entrance to a castle, such that nothing and no one can disturb its peace. Now, what a comfort that is. As I said before, we live in anxious times. Persecution of Christians is on the rise. There's political and economic upheaval on every side. In addition, we all have our individual cares and concerns relating to our personal lives, our family lives, our marriage lives. We have cares and concerns about our children, our businesses, our finances, our health. And these cares and these concerns are very real, and at times they keep us awake at night. But if you are a Christian, you don't need to worry. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. He will take care of you. He will provide for you. And he will bring you safely through. Now perhaps you say, why should I do that? Well, that brings us to our third and final point. We have seen that we are to cast our cares upon the Lord. Now the question is why? Why should we do this? Well, Peter tells us, because he cares for us. And is that not true? Does God not care for his people? Of course he does. See how he cared for Noah and his family by commanding Noah to build an ark, and then when it was completed, commanding them to enter into it and then shutting the door behind them. Or think of Abraham when he raided the camp of Melchizedek, enabling him to rescue Lot and his family and allowing him to escape unharmed. Or think of Jacob when Esau came with his band of 300 men and how the Lord protected him. Or Joseph when he was in prison in Egypt. Or the people of Israel, when he delivered them from Egypt, leading them through the Red Sea, feeding them with manna and quail, and providing them with water from the rock. Or see how he protected David when he fought against Goliath, or Elijah when he fed him by the ravens, or the apostle Paul when he caused him to be lowered over the wall in a basket. Time and time again, the Lord demonstrates his love and care and concern for his people. Surely the ultimate manifestation of this care is the sending of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die for our sins. Why was that the ultimate manifestation of his care? Because if God did not send his Son into the world to die for our sins, then none of us could be saved. But because he did, the promises of the gospel are true and real, that whoever repents of sin and believes on his name will most surely be saved. And so what Peter says is absolutely true, isn't it? God cares for his people. Dear believer, have you not experienced that many times in your life? Look back on your life. Has the Lord not been faithful to you? Has he not provided for you? Has he not sustained you through trials and afflictions? Has he not restored you to health when sick? Has he not protected you from danger? Has he not drawn you to himself? Has he not done all these things and more? Oh, yes, he has. And therefore, what an encouragement we have to cast all our cares upon him. Dear friends, if God so cares for us, how can we not cast all our care upon him? To fail to cast our care upon him is to fail to trust in his care for us. And since that is so, dear friends, let us not hesitate. Cast not just some, but all of your care upon the Lord. He is able and he is willing to help you to carry your burdens and even to take them upon himself. And not just today, but every day until he comes again. And what a glorious day that will be. Then all care will cease. Then there will be no more anxieties, no more worries, no more fears. And we shall delight in God's care for us like never before. And we shall bask in that care to an everlasting eternity. And we will say as we stand before his throne, he indeed cares for us. Amen. Dear friends, we always appreciate hearing from our listeners. If you were blessed by the message you have heard today, or if you were blessed by previous messages on this program, won't you please take a moment and let us know? Our mailing address is Banner of Truth, 3386 Mount Lehman Road. Lehman is spelled L-E-H-M-A-N, and that's in Abbotsford, British Columbia, V4X2M9. Or you can give me a call at 778-982-9102. And please remember to include the call letters of this station. If you would like to listen to the message you have just heard again, or if you would like more information about our program, including how to contact us and how to listen to other messages on this program, please visit our website at Banner of Truth Radio, that's all one word, bannerofTruthRadio.com. If you would like more information about the Free Reformed Churches of North America, which sponsors this broadcast, please log on to our denominational website at www.frcna.org. Support for this program is provided by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. If the Lord has placed on your heart a desire to help us with the costs associated with this program, you can do so by sending us a check in any amount or making a donation in the donation section of our webpage. We heartily thank you for your support. And now, until next week, may the Lord be with you all.